Prime Minister Mia Motley has unveiled some new initiatives and she vows...
Yes, COVID is a challenge, but COVID shall not hold us back.
She was speaking in St. George North, where she announced that more buses are coming.
We will be getting a few more because we wanted to see how these first set work. We are satisfied that they're working well. We will get 12 more from China, but we will also be ordering 15 more to be manufactured locally because local manufacturing may take a little longer, but it means what? Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Prime Minister also revealed new plans for waste management.
And in the throne speech on Tuesday, we announced that we have an unsolicited bid for us to be able to improve our waste management system. And we will now go, as recommended to by the AG, to put out an ad saying that we have received an unsolicited bid to help us do these things so that we can get a better waste management system, as Adrian is now trying to do and pick up, and that we can have garbage cans that we can track and know when the garbage get taken out and when it ain't get taken out, and that can help with the occupational health and safety issues for the workers so that they don't have to lift up the garbage cans, but the garbage cans can be raised. You still need the same workers because the garbage can got to get from in front of the person's house to the truck. But what you want to do is to make sure that the men don't put the pressure upon themselves and having to lift these heavy bins all the time as if we don't have technology in today's world. Wilfred Abrams, William Dugan, and a bunch of people, Trevor Prescott, Adrian Ford, a bunch of people in the cabinet constituted a subcommittee and came to work every week to make sure that we would fix the South Coast Sewage Project to the point where we have another temporary outfall going out from Graham Hall. We have to deal with the permanent one there by Needham's Point. And only Thursday, Ian Goodenedgel brought a paper to the cabinet allowing us to look at entering into negotiations with the Chinese for the construction of a new sewage plant at the South Coast at Graham Hall in Barbados. The people in Licorice Village and the Bell, how long they've been promised to have out their sewage so that they can go to the bank like anybody else and go and try and borrow a little something for the house. And if they get that, the truth is that means that people are getting what, Glenn? Jobs, because they got to fix. Just as we're doing in Murphy Pasture in town, and Billy, you would be happy, as Jeffrey is already happy, to hear that those people who live now in the shadow of the Bridgetown sewage plant will also in the Orleans and Chapman Lane and Everton will now finally be sewered to be able to connect to that plant in a way that they have not been able to over the years. All of these things lead to jobs. All of these things lead to people working. And I give you just a few. I haven't gone on to talk about the HOPE program with homeowners, new homeowners, particularly policemen and teachers and nurses, being able to go and get housing in this country. You know how many single mother nurses have reached out to me since I have been Prime Minister of this country? You know how many police constables earning $2,700 and $2,800 a month can't go and buy any property for no $20 and $25 a square foot?
There is more.
And that is why the government was as meticulous in setting out, not everything, because I didn't tell you about the new geriatric hospital in the debate, in the throne speech, because it's not yet ready to be spoken about. Or a need for a new conference center, we ain't talk about that because it's not yet ready. William did the heavy lifting and Ian Goodenedgel is now finishing it off. For us to sign a loan with the Chinese government for $115 million, $230 million Barbados, that will see the entire Ermy-Bourne Highway and East Coast Roads completed, redone, but more, or as important I should say, in addition to that, 41 community roads in the Scotland district to be completed from Whitehill right back down. The matter is now before the Solicitor General for her to complete so that Complant can start, which is a Chinese company, can start the work. And let me for the record say that the government has been very clear that the majority of workers must come from Barbados, not like the last government who agreed that 60% of the workforce should come in from China.
Prime Minister Mia Motley, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.